WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar, 3-hour show tonight. I was off last week, so we got a lot of new music. We got Carissa Johnson coming in about 9 o'clock or so. So I'm going to get to it. As I said, a lot of new stuff. This is an old song, but I'm going to play a lot of new stuff, and I'm going to mix it up. So here we go. Right, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. That were the Iron Roses. The song is called Screaming for a Change, and they have a new release coming out very shortly. And I forget how I even found them, but I like that song a lot. I'm sure I'll like the whole release a lot as well. Start out with the Hives, quick one called Come On. Kurt Baker has some new stuff coming out. This is not the new stuff yet. This is an older song. But he has a new release. A lot of bands have new stuff coming out this year. Kurt Baker is one of them, and as soon as I get the new stuff, I will get it to you. But it's an older one that I like a lot. All right, that was Kooked Out with a song called The Weeknd. When I say new, that some of these songs are not brand new, they're just new to me. So that came out in 2022, a song was off of Viva, I should say. And I just found out about it, so that's fairly new. Obviously not this year. And Rob Moss and Skin Tight Skin with a song called All Over Town off of No, Now with More Rockets. He has new music coming out this year, and I'm sure when he gets it out there, I'll get a hold of it. This is brand new. This is John Paul Haida, who has a solo release upcoming. And this is, I guess you would say, the latest single. John was on the show about a month ago. I don't know, a month and a half. And I think he played this song. But this is going to be on the new solo release by John Paul Haida. Good stuff.
Bring me the wings of the Mephidrone Queens. Bring me the wings of the Mephidrone Queens. I was working for the NCB, Mumbai Division. My fiancé killed in that wrong way street collision. I dove into my work, I mean what else could I do? I really love that girl. It was rare for drug lords to be of female persuasion. I must admit these witches had my admiration. Wasn't the drug so much was my deciding factor? Cause I was always bombed and blunted like that chubby so-so actor. To the when I hopped a side trip with a tycoon and his wife. They craved a sexcapade, but I couldn't get it up. I hear this video and it's gnawing at my gut. Meanwhile, in the former Bombay, the case was getting hot. Money for snitches left queen bitch within earshot. Tycoon was nice enough to fly me in his plane. We never spoke about my impotence again. Teenage mugs, all sunken on the Tidalian cat. New York, London, Cairo, and Belfast. Bring me the wings.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird. but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Show you that this
Kid Gulliver with Nothing But Trouble. And they're going to be either in Spain or going to be in Spain for about a 4 or 5 gig little mini tour of theirs. So I'm sure they'll have great success over there. Spain loves us rock and rollers. And before that, I played Lee Harrington and Linda Mandolin with Real Love. That came out a couple years ago. But it brought me back to, the memory came back to me because I just saw them in the Boston Harbor on the Stop Calling Me Frank cruise, along with the Chelsea Curve and the Shanghai Lows. And Jen Dingor was not able to make it, so they played a lot of Danny the Kid's solo stuff. They played some Shanghai Lows stuff, and they played some Lee Harrington stuff. They did a great cover of the, not a cover because he was in the band, they played The Neighborhoods, and that was always Tommy. That was always one of my favorite Neighborhoods tunes, so that was great to hear. And they also sang Real Love, which was, as I said, a Harrington mandolin tune. But Linda Bean Pardee stepped in and sang the Linda Mandolin part. Great song, so that brought me back to that. That's why I played that. John Paul Hyder, of course, started with Bring Me the Wings of the Methadone Queen. That's upcoming on his new release, his solo album. Going a ways back for this one. This is some Husker Du.
To know that you're okay, but I don't want. I'm gonna show you a little trick.
All right, that was Morten Henriksen. The song called Hit and Run. Before that, the Slam Denistas with We Say Goodbye. Brand new stuff by Phantom Ocean. I'm with the band. I think they have an EP coming up shortly. New single by Lurid Purple Flowers called Brain Rot. Brand spanking new. And an old Husker Du song, Don't Want to Know If You're Lonely. I'm going to play a few more. It's only 8:41, so I'm going to bang a few more out here before we bring the girls up. This is new stuff by Little Billy Lost.
Thank you.
All right, I just played the Japan Droids with a song called Younger Us. The Lorrainers with Kiss My Ass. Little Billy Lost with Dance Angelina Dance. And I'm going to have Carissa and Zoe up after in about 10 minutes or so. I'm going to play something now by Girl School. And after three songs or so, we'll be up. We'll talk a little bit about In Between Days Festival, and we'll chat a bit, and they'll play one for us. Here's Girl School.
Yeah.
caught Babylon again. That was Screaming Females would Let You Go off their latest called Desire Pathway. Girl School with Night Before off Guilty as Sin, and the Japan Droids with Younger Us off Celebration Rock. I'm here with Carissa and Zoe. Hi, guys. What's up?
Hello.
All the way from Brooklyn.
We came in today.
That's right.
I know it. That's, you're here, and it's like, well, it's Tuesday night. I gotta go on Rising, right?
Yeah. We realized it was Tuesday on the way here. I'm like, wait, I want to go see Skybar. We can.
Yeah.
It works out perfect.
He'll just let me walk right in and own the place.
Yeah. And plus, this place is just so cool, right? Like, the vibes. I don't know.
Absolutely.
I just like coming here.
Yeah.
And it's been too long. It feels like it's been a while, but I also feel like I was just here.
You were.
Like a week ago. It was like, what was it? It was a
few months.
It was June. Late June, I think, with the Blue Hour Deluxe. We're far past that now. Old news.
And so, the Blue Hour Deluxe is on the back burner now. It's
all of them sold, and now we're on to new things. No, I wish. I still got them if anyone wants any Blue Hour Deluxes.
I bet you have new plans.
New plans. Yes. But way bigger plans now. But, yeah, still playing some Blue Hour songs, and we're back in Boston for the In Between Days festival to play some more.
Zoe, what's up?
Hey, things are good. I'm going to be playing with Carissa on the synth.
I'm so stoked to have real synth.
I saw that. And you have your own band, Dizzy and the Drapes.
I do. Yeah,
I got to ask about the name. I always ask, how'd you come up with the name?
It's a couple of things. Dizzy is my persona. Pretty much just based on the way I feel most of the time, which
Dizzy.
Is Dizzy, yeah. And I liked the sort of jazzy connotation, like Dizzy Gillespie. And then the Drapes is a Crybaby reference. Have you ever seen that movie, the John Waters film? It's got Johnny Depp, and it's
Carissa.
Like,
have I seen that film?
Have you seen it? I don't think you've seen it.